Welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulk. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us from Vancouver is the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulk. Mickey, you've been out there for a couple of weeks now. How's it been going?
Oh, it's going good. I think I've seen all of 2 hours of sunshine and the 365 day a year tan starting to fade.
That's
Vancouver in the winter.
That's Vancouver in the winter indeed. But, you know, you did bring a little bit of sunshine to the west coast of Canada because I understand you've done some celebrating out there. It's a special day for you.
It is. It's my birthday on Super Bowl Sunday, and that's every 5 or 6 years it falls on that day, and it's always a bonus. You know, it's like the third largest, biggest holiday in the U.S. behind, mm-hmm. I would suppose, 4th of July and Christmas. And although I'm in Canada, we're going to watch the Super Bowl today, and it's also Mercenary Musings Radio anniversary turned three. We'll have turned three with the show, so we're starting our fourth year.
I can't believe how fast time flies, Mickey. When you put it that way, we're starting our fourth year together. Boy, oh boy, we've had some good shows, a lot of fun along the way.
Well, we certainly have, and today we're going to revisit a couple of metals, and it's actually our fourth show on platinum and palladium.
Right,
the last one was done in November 2011. And the market's changed considerably since then.
Yeah, a lot of headlines for both metals recently. Mickey, what really stands out for you right now when you look at those two metals?
Well, there's supply disruption and demand is strong. So we commented last time we spoke, which was, 15 months ago, about platinum and especially platinum and about the fact that the platinum and gold ratio had gone way below one, and that's quite an anomaly. Kind of casual perusal and not really strong due diligence on my part. We'll come up with that in the next week or so, but I think this was only about the fourth time that ratio had gone below one, and it has been below one since the commodities correction in the early fall of 2011 until very recently. In January, the ratio platinum started making a rally in what's arguably a gold market in the doldrums. So we're above one again, and that's normal, and it is really driven by the supply-demand fundamentals of platinum.
Yeah, and certainly some interesting stories behind the supply-demand situation right now for platinum. Right there, of course, was the world's biggest producer of this metal, Anglo American, cutting production, I believe. It's closing down some operations, at least temporarily. That's going to take a fair amount of capacity off the global stage, isn't it?
Well, it is, and the bottom line here is, just as a review, South Africa produces the majority of the world's platinum. It has been generally 80%. It fell over the last couple of years, but you can say it's well over 70% of the world's platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And the platinum industry in South Africa is really a mess. Cash costs have been going up on average 18% a year since right before the global economic crisis. This is basically labor and energy costs and a strong rand, and well over half of the operations in South Africa are break even at best and or losing money. We expect platinum supply from South Africa to decrease somewhere. I've seen estimates as high as 250,000 ounces this year because of the uneconomic mines. Capital expenditures, expansions, etc., are being curtailed in South Africa. Demand for both platinum and palladium remains very strong. In fact, it's probably increasing because of the rebound of the auto industry in North America and, of course, the growth of the auto industry in China.
And further to those problems in South Africa, Mickey, there are problems I would suspect are going to be around the industry for quite some time. We've got the unreliable electricity demand there, and always supply disruptions around electricity. You've got the violent labor strikes, and these are problems that you wouldn't think are going to be cleared up anytime soon.
No, I think not, Rob. My concern with the platinum industry in South Africa, and of course palladium would go along with that in some degree, is that these supply disruptions that we've seen because of violent labor difficulties turn into supply destruction when combined with the sub-economic nature of many of these operations. And we also have concern in the palladium market, and that has to deal with Russia mainly. Russia is the world's largest palladium producer.
Mm-hmm.
Both Russia and South Africa supply something around 40%. South Africa a little less. But what's gone on now with Norilsk Nickel, and I think the last time we spoke of the difficulties in management of that company. Well, apparently those difficulties have been resolved very recently between the two oligarchs. A third party came in, and there's been some restructuring of that company. But what's happened is they've sold off all their palladium stockpiles. They're essentially down to nothing. So they have exported a significant amount of palladium to the West over the last few years. That's projected to be zero this year, or perhaps 3 tons, which isn't much in a market that produces in palladium somewhere around 200 tons of platinum a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at supply disruption there too. So in my mind, it all bodes well for the at least near term to mid term, and perhaps even long term price paradigms for platinum and palladium.
Okay, Mickey, one of the main suppliers for these metals, South Africa, all kinds of problems there in terms of production and getting this stuff onto the world stage. Companies are cutting back. Tell me about how other operations, I guess, other producing regions in the world. Are we looking at a deficit, do you think?
Well, I certainly think so. Zimbabwe is a minor, although relatively important, component of both these metals production. Of course, Zimbabwe is a mess.
Yep.
But the U.S. and Canada are also, say, third through fifth, in production of both metals. So we do have deposits that produce, and we've got some projects going on in North America. The problem, really, with the North American platinum palladium industries is the standalone companies, and that would be companies like Stillwater and North American Palladium in Canada, Stillwater in the U.S. They have not performed well. Historically. At Stillwater, there are expansions in the works, but there's problems with that company, certainly with management. There's been calls for management to step down. They don't declare a dividend. The producers we just referred to in Canada historically has opened up and shut down and not been very profitable. We've got some good exploration projects in North America, but they're a ways away. The Duluth Complex of Minnesota certainly could be a major producer of these metals at some point, but there's long permitting delays and questions about the metallurgy historically. You've got Marathon in northern Ontario, much the same sort of deposits, the Duluth Complex. So we have some projects progressing, but it does not look to me like we have any short-term solutions for this pending deficit of both metals.
Okay, and that's, I guess, a little bit too bad in terms of an investing story here, Mickey, because, the big macro story, the stars certainly seem to be lining up for this to be a good time to put some money to play in that sector, but it sounds like, from your comments, it's still tread very carefully.
Well, I think so. You know, the higher cost of production over gold, for instance, the average cost of production of platinum is about $1,600 an ounce versus gold at $1,200. So that would demand that the price should be premium to gold.
Mm-hmm.
We have a stagnant to decreasing supply, well-documented market deficits pending, and so that's all very positive for the price of these two metals. But companies to play, I can't really come up with any that look very attractive to me at this stage, Rob.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that point. Mickey, we're going to do it all over again in 2 weeks' time. Any ideas?
Well, there's been a buzz on the street for a few months now about the pending closure of some major zinc mines and what that's going to do to the supply-demand fundamentals of zinc. We've never really gotten into the heart of the base metals. So mm-hmm. I think we'll go into that segment over the next few shows, and we'll start with zinc in a couple of weeks, Rob.
Okay, sounds good. Mickey, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, look forward to it.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.